doubleheader as Central Missouri graduated their students this past weekend, though, so moving the games to Sunday. So we've got a doubleheader for you, men's and women's matchups coming your way along the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, this Northwest women's team coming off a tough loss to Missouri Western, playing the 10th ranked team in the nation here this afternoon. But the thing they have to focus on is just trying to continue to prove as a team in any way possible.
Yeah, to a certain degree, wins and losses right now with this squad, secondary, making just improvements onto the floor, doing a lot of the little things that they need to do down the line that will pick up some wins. But right now, it's just a matter of a very young team trying to learn what it takes to play basketball on the collegiate level and on the MIAA level, which is a very tough Division II basketball league. And they're facing a couple of the top teams in the Division II with Missouri Western last Wednesday, of course. Central Missouri nationally ranked here this afternoon. So, again, they just have to concentrate on the fundamentals and taking care of the little things, and hopefully the wins will start coming down the line.
This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer co-founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back with more from Warrensburg after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Warrensburg, getting ready for a doubleheader this afternoon between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri, with the women's game coming up here shortly. A look around the MIAA, only one other MIAA women's team in action today, and a game that was actually in limbo for a while because Peru State was not going to have enough players, potentially. But I guess they pulled some players from some other sports, and they're going to face Missouri Western in St. Joseph this afternoon. So that game will take place. In women's basketball yesterday, University of Central Oklahoma beat Arkansas Fort Smith 67-58. Emporia State edged out Fort Hays State in Emporia 73-70. Northeastern State beat Southwest Baptist 69-52. It was Pittsburgh State women beating Lincoln 69-47. Missouri Southern knocked off Lindenwood 78-75. And in the other women's game last night, it was Washburn over the University of Nebraska Kearney 57-39. A look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Housing Company.
Back to the pregame show before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Buck Scheel. Coach, the other night down in St. Joseph, kind of a tough one there, but what do you feel was the biggest lesson to be learned from that game for your team?
Well, I think, the second and third quarter, we were much more competitive. And, so they continue to show me that, you know, they're capable of competing and, you know, demanding more out of themselves. And now we just need to continue to do that more often and sooner. And, you know, you can't start any game in this conference with that big of a hole after that first quarter and expect to be on the positive side.
When we talk about consistency and confidence to go along with that, with a young team, are those kind of two of the tougher things that to get a team to grasp onto?
They are. You know, the confidence builds by them continuing to work. And, you know, if you're not putting in additional work on top of, you know, what we already require, you know, things aren't necessarily going to change. And so, you know, that confidence comes after, you know, working on your game, working on things that maybe you're struggling with, maybe, you know, doing a little bit more film and things like that, just to get more comfortable when you're out there on the floor, because that's where that confidence comes from, is by being comfortable with what you're doing.
Coming into today, facing the 10th ranked team in the nation with Central Missouri, it's their MIAA opener, but what is it about this team that's made them good so far?
Well, they're a team that plays extremely well together. They play very selfless. They don't do anything that, you know, really makes you kind of scratch your head thinking, how are you going to guard that? They're just very good at what they do. You know, they run a pretty traditional basic pass and screen away motion with some single aways, double aways. Their posts are primarily, you know, working on the blocks. But, you know, when you look at this team's roster, they really only have three kids on their roster that aren't a three-point shooting threat. And so that's going to be one of the biggest areas for today that we've talked about, that we've worked on, that we're focusing, is trying to, you know, limit their uncontested threes and, you know, just really try to make them have to work for everything out there on the perimeter. You know, they're capable of putting the ball on the floor. They play really hard, and so they don't do anything that's, like I said, that's out of the ordinary. They're just really good at what they do.
What sort of steps would you like to see your team take today in terms of the process?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is defensively, we have to have a lot more communication. We have to be a lot more active and play with a lot more urgency on the defensive end. And, you know, we've shown, you know, whether we're playing man or we're in our matchup zone, that we're capable of doing that. But you can't just do that for 10 or 15 seconds on the possession. And so I would like to see us to continue to, you know, grow throughout those possessions and, you know, take advantage of those, you know, defensive possessions where we are just kind of grinding things out. And then on the offensive side, we've got to do a better job of being a lot more aggressive and not just sitting around waiting for somebody else to do something. And, you know, and all that has to take place within the offense and with what we're doing and what we're looking for against this team. And so, you know, you can't go out and just try to do your own thing every time you touch the ball and things like that. And so if we can continue to just grow offensively and, you know, we've had some kids show some good signs of starting to get more comfortable out there on the floor, and now it just needs to continue to happen.
That's Buck Shield, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or PitzAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Getting ready for today's matchup as we look at the starting lineups for these two teams. First for Central Missouri, it's going to be Paige Redmond, Kayana Lee, Kelsey Williams getting her first start of the season, Megan Skaggs, and Morgan Fleming. The other side for Northwest, Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkie, Mallory McAndrews, Tanya Meyer, and Maria Dentlinger. There are your starters. We'll be back with a tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
We're back in Warrensburg, just a few minutes away from the tip of this afternoon's women's game between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri. We gave you the starting lineups a few minutes ago. The one significant thing in the starting lineup for Central Missouri, Kelsey Williams, as I mentioned, getting her first start of the season. Coach Dave Slifer has started the same five for the first six games of the season, and this week, or today anyway, making a change as Jolene Shipps, who had started the first six games, not in the starting lineup, a junior out of Stockton, Missouri. Instead, the senior Kelsey Williams from Eminence is getting the start. She does lead the team in assists with 18, so a bit of a change for the Central Missouri Jennies today in this matchup against Northwest Missouri State. John, a little bit later on, the men's teams will be meeting up, and for Northwest Missouri State, one of their bigger challenges of the season, at least going into the game, coming up this afternoon.
Well, they face the Mule team, 7-1 on the season. Of course, the Bearcats, 9-0. It's a very talented Central Missouri team under head coach Carl Skim. One of the advantages I think Northwest will have, it's been a while since the Mules, much like the Jennies, have played, and they haven't played a Division II team here in a couple of weeks, so this should be a heck of a matchup coming up. I think Northwest coming in a little bit more battle-tested, coming off a good win over Missouri Western Wednesday night, while the Mules have been off due to finals week, and again, this is kind of an oddity here for both the Mules and Jennies, the first conference games of the season, while the Bearcats already have three under their belt.
Yeah, and one thing that you talked about with that Missouri Western game for Northwest, it started to kind of feel like the old rivalry. I really think that's kind of been missing from that matchup the last several years, but the intensity in that game was there. We saw Missouri Western play very well, and it ended up, because of the win, being a good game for the Northwest men.
And the Missouri Western team, despite not getting a lot of wins so far this season, they played everyone tough, and I think they're going to be a team that you're going to see a lot of improvement as the season goes along, and some good things will be coming out of that Missouri Western team, and I think that rivalry will be built back up because of that.
So they've got both lineups introduced here. Northwest in the road black uniforms again that they wore against Missouri Western the other night. And for the Jennies, they'll be in the home whites here at the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg. Not a very big crowd here today, as was really being anticipated by officials here at Central Missouri. As we mentioned, it was finals week last week, and they've already had their graduation ceremony. So not a lot of students around.
And really, it's a bigger arena than probably the biggest one in the MIAA, and it takes a pretty good crowd to make it feel like there's a lot of people there. So when there's the attendance is down a little bit, it really shows at this arena.
And the ball is in the air. The tip will be controlled by Central Missouri as they work right to left here at the Multi. Out on the left wing with it is Kelsey Williams. Works it to the top of the key. Redmond swings around to the right corner. Staggs brings it up to the wing with a dribble. Now to Redmond, top of the key. Redmond to Kendra Gladbach. And Gladbach knocks it down. Excuse me, that was Kayana Lee who hit that shot. So the first 2 points of the game going to Kayana Lee for Central Missouri, and Northwest with their first possession. On the left side, Haggard brings it top of the key. Dentlinger over to the right side. On the wing with it there is McConkey. McConkey looking inside of Dentlinger, posting up. Can't get it there, so McAndrews to the top of the key. Now left side for Haggard. 10 on the shot clock. Haggard goes on a drive. Gives it up for Meyer. Meyer trying to back in with the dribble. Will go up with the shot on the right side. No good. Kayana Lee with the rebound for Central Missouri. Outlet ahead to Redmond. Now to go into the left corner. Come back from Gladbach. Out to the top of the key for Redmond. She'll work it over to the left wing. First touch of the game for Fleming. Now into Lee. Lee over to the left wing for Redmond. Looks inside for Fleming, posting up. Shot fake. Shot off the glass. Good for Morgan Fleming. The younger sister of former Bearcat Scott Fleming. One of the better basketball families in the region, for sure.
You had sisters and brothers both to play collegiate basketball.
4-0 lead for Central Missouri. Northwest with it. McAndrews chases down a loose ball along the sideline. Brings it to the wing. Now inside to a wide open Tanya Meyer. And Meyer will hit the layup for the first 2 points for Northwest Missouri State. Now Redmond quickly up the floor. Down the left side of the lane. Spins. Kicks it out top of the key. Lee over to the right side. Williams on the wing. To Redmond at the top once again. Guarded by Haggard. She'll put it on the floor once. We'll get to the left wing for Skaggs. Now to Lee on the baseline. She brings it up to the wing with a couple of dribbles to Redmond between the circles. Redmond gets a screen from Lee to the left elbow. 15-foot shot. Too strong. Lee the rebound and a kick out to Redmond. Now over to the left side for Skaggs. Inside, Fleming. Turn, shot, good. And Fleming draws the foul on Mallory McConkey, so she'll get an opportunity at the free throw line as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Free throw after the made bucket and foul. Good for Morgan Fleming. She's 15 of 19 now on the season from the line. She has 5 of the 7 Central Missouri points, and it's a 7-2 lead for the Jennies. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. McConkey on the right side. Gets a screen from Dentlinger. Goes to the top of the key with it to Meyer. Now on to the left, Haggard. Haggard dribbling on the wing. 10 on the shot clock to McConkey. Top of the key. Looking inside. Nothing there. Over to Haggard. Off her fingertips and out of bounds into the scorer's table. So it will go back to Central Missouri.
Talk about Fleming. She was off to a good start last season as a freshman. Started season get cut short in January with a leg injury. But she really picked up where she left off a year ago. And I think it's playing much even better than a year ago.
Redmond with a nice pass underneath to Kayana Lee. And Lee gets the layup. That's 4 for Lee. And it's a 9-2 lead for Central Missouri. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Now the ball poked away and out of bounds by Kelsey Williams. Poking it away from Jalen Haggard. So an inbound coming in front of the scorer's table for Northwest. Haggard will reset the offense for the Bearcats. Work it right side of the floor on a screen from Meyer. Now out to the left, McAndrews. Looking in at Meyer at the high post. Trying to get it to her. Can't. Puts up a 3. And they're going to wave off the shot and call a foul away from the ball on Tanya Meyer trying to get position. I think there were a couple of times Meyer was open for passes and didn't get those passes. And she was a little frustrated at that. Ends up called for a foul.
One thing that hope with Tanya today, a lot of times when she picks up a quick early foul in a game, she ends up getting in a little bit of foul trouble. Hopefully she can stay away from that against the Jennies.
Fleming with it down the right side of the lane. Kick out to Redmond, right side. She drives, goes up with the floater. That one's too strong. The rebound by McAndrews for Northwest to Haggard. Haggard working against Kelsey Williams up the floor. 6:31 to play in the first quarter of this one. It's a 9-2 lead for Central Missouri. Haggard over to the right side, Dentlinger. Now onto the wing, McAndrews. She'll dribble it up to the wing. Give it up for McConkey. McConkey on the drive. Layup on the right side. No good. And the rebound for Kayana Lee. Central the other way, quickly in transition. Williams down on the block, stopped by Meyer. Kick out to Lee. Lee will drive with it. Goes over to the right side of the lane and lays it off the glass and good. 6 points for Kayana Lee. 11-2, the lead for the Jennies over Northwest Missouri State. 5:58 to play in the first quarter. Haggard with it at the top of the key. Works it over to the right side, down the lane, has the ball knocked away off of her leg and out of bounds, so Central Missouri will get it back. 11-2 game. Central Missouri with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Central coming in ranked 10th in the nation this week. Down the right side of the lane, drive by Skaggs, kick out into the corner. Williams brings it up to the wing on the dribble, hands it off to Fleming, right back to Williams. She starts the drive, gives it up for Redmond, top of the key. Now over to Fleming on the drive. Shot knocked away by McConkie, but a foul call as well. And that's going to be the second on Mallory McConkie. 13 foul against Northwest, and a very good free throw shooter in Morgan Fleming heading to the line for two. First of the two is good for Fleming.
Central's offense a little bit different from what the Bearcats have seen the last couple of games, where they've played a couple teams that have struggled from three-point range, although Missouri Western that first quarter came out and against what they've done up to that point in the season, knocked down some early threes. But Northwest today has to respect the three-point shooting ability of the Jennies and also have to watch inside as well, as they're also a pretty good team inside.
Both teams with a couple of substitutes. Macy Williams for Northwest along with Zoe Hayward. Williams with it as Fleming hit both free throws. And it's a 13-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Central with the lead. Pass underneath to Dentlinger. Shot knocked away and out of bounds as Redmond came from behind to block it. So an inbound coming for Northwest with 5:11 to play in the first quarter. Sydney Crockett into the game for Central Missouri as an inbound pass underneath to McAndrews is blocked away. Fleming got a piece of that. Quickly gets a pass down court to Redmond, who lays it up off the glass. First two for Redmond, the 15-2 game. Central's lead over Northwest Missouri State, under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Macy Williams at the top of the key, over to the right side. McAndrews will launch a long three, and it's good for Mallory McAndrews. 20th three of the season as she leads the team, and or actually second in the team, and made three-pointers. And it's a 15-5 lead for Central Missouri. Redmond, top of the key with it for the Jennies. Over to the left side, Crockett. Gives it back for Redmond. Now to the high post. Goes to Ships. Swings out to Redmond. Redmond tried to drive. Cut off by McAndrews. To Ships at the free throw line. Down the right side of the lane. Shot too hard off the glass. Rebound Fleming. Reverse layup. Good. 9 already for Morgan Fleming. She averages 12.5 a game. And it's a 17-5 lead for Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. 4:05 to play in the first quarter. Macy Williams with it for the Bearcats. Works it to the left side. Hayward gets a screen from Meyer. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now to the right side, McAndrews. On the wing with it. Hands it to Williams. Williams brings it up to the wing. Now gets a screen from Meyer. Over to the right side, McAndrews. Looks in at Meyer. Not there. 4 on the shot clock. McAndrews with the dribble. Now to Williams. A dribble, a shot with 1 on the clock. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Jolene Ships for Central Missouri. So the Cats trailing by 12 in the early going of this one. 3:29 to play in the first quarter. Ships skips it across court. Right side, Sydney Crockett. Now comes back around to the left for Redmond. Puts up a three. It's no good off the right side of the rim. The rebound lost out of bounds off the leg of Jolene Ships. It'll belong to Northwest after a timeout. 3:19 to play in the first quarter. 17-5 the lead for Central Missouri. We'll be back to the multipurpose building in Warrensburg in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Northwest Missouri State with the basketball following the timeout. Mele Tubuada at the top of the key with it. Gives it over to the left side. Mia Stillman. She takes a 15-footer. It's no good. And a rebound for Central Missouri. 17-5 Central's lead. 2:55 to play in the first quarter. Ships over to the left side on the wing for Williams. She'll bring it to the top of the key. The pass slips out of her hands, but chased down by Sydney Crockett. And now Crockett didn't expect it, tipped it, and Redmond came up with it. So at the free throw line, ships with it now, looks underneath, gets it there. Skaggs tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked away and out of bounds. Skaggs thought there should be a foul call, talking with the official with a smile on her face. And Central will inbound it on the baseline right. 7 seconds on the shot clock. The inbound comes on the right side. Quick shot up off the glass. Good for Jolene Ships. Her first points of the game, and it's a 19-5 lead for Central. 2:28 to play in the first quarter. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Macy Williams dribbling between the circles. Gets the screen from Stillman to the top of the key with it. Now to Hayward. Left side of the floor. Hayward drives toward the baseline and a collision and a block foul. So this will be first foul on Central Missouri. Sydney Crockett called for that foul. And Kayana Lee checks back in for the Jennies. She'll take the place of Kelsey Williams. So an inbound for Northwest. Baseline left. 2:14 to play in the first quarter. Macy Williams inbound. Comes over to the left side. Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews with a bounce pass. Gets away from Tubuana. Picked up by Central Missouri. Redmond takes the outlet from Crockett. Brings it to the top of the key. On to the left side it goes to Skaggs. Now to Redmond. High post. Drive by Ships. Kick out to Lee in the right corner. Lee closely guarded and a little too closely guarded as Mia Stillman has called for her first foul. 14th foul against the Bearcats. So an inbound for Central Missouri with 1:54 to play in the first quarter. Paige Redmond will step out to trigger it in, baseline right. Redmond gets it in on the left side for Skaggs. Now to the high post Ships. She'll spin, get it out to Lee. Over to the right for Crockett. Now on the wing, Redmond. Redmond to Crockett. She'll take a three from the top of the key. That one's off right. Mia Stillman there for the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. 19-5 Central Missouri's lead over Northwest. 1:35 to play in the first quarter. Bearcats with a basketball. Hayward on the right wing. Holds it above her head. Has it knocked away by Redmond, who then comes up with a steal. And then Hayward grabs a hold of her arm to keep her from getting the fast break. So Zoe Hayward called for her first. It's a 15 foul, so a couple of opportunities for Paige Redmond at the free throw line for Central Missouri. First of the two free throws for Redmond is good. Now 15 of 18 at the free throw line this season. Jalen Haggard and Tanya Meyer back in for Northwest. McAndrews and Tupawata to the sideline. Sydney Skaggs in for her first action of the afternoon for the Jennies. Takes the place of Jolene Ships. Second free throw for Redmond, also good. She hit both, and it's a 21-5 lead for Central Missouri. 1:24 to play in the first quarter. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. Looks it over to the right, now back to the left. Gets on the wing, crosses over, takes a three. Good. Jalen Haggard with a lot of dribbling, but it got her an open three-point look. She's the team leader in threes made with 26. Is quickly the other way. The Jennies get some fast break points out of Sydney Skaggs as she hits a layup. And it's a 23-8 game. Central with the lead over Northwest. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Mia Stillman, left side, 17-footer, in and out, no good. from the baseline, and the rebound to Sidney Crockett for the Jennies. Outlet goes ahead to Redmond. Redmond will work it to the left wing. Fire the dribble, kick it out to Skaggs. Top of the key it goes. Crockett over to the left for Redmond. She'll take a three and knock it down. 13-3 of the season for Redmond, and then Northwest is called for a violation as Mia Stillman steps over the line trying to inbound the basketball, so the Jennies will get an opportunity with it once again as Melly Tupuana checks back into the lineup for Northwest. Redmond steps out. Macy Williams guarding her on the baseline. The inbound comes all the way out between the circles to Megan Skaggs. She'll give it up to Redmond. And the Jennies can basically work for the final shot of this first quarter. There's 0.3 seconds difference between the game and shot clock. Redmond continuing to dribble out near midcourt as the clock down to 10. Now Redmond calls for a screen, dribbles over to the left side, down the lane, kick out to Lee. Lee on the drive, over to the right side. Crockett with the three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around. Haggard comes down with it. And that's the end of the first quarter. 26-8, Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back to the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
26-8, Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women at the start of the second quarter. Northwest with the basketball. Zoe Hayward on the left side dribbles it into the lane. Now gives it up for Tupuwata. One dribble for her. Kick out goes to Macy Williams. Williams tried to get it to Stillman. It's knocked away by Kayana Lee. Lee one-on-one with Haggard. Now gets some help. The bounce pass on the left side, and Megan Skaggs is knocked to the floor as she tries to lay up. So it'll result in a couple of free throw opportunities. Melly Tupuwata called for the foul. That's her first. Megan Skaggs to the line. She is 6 of 12 from there on the season. This will be her first trip to the line this afternoon. First one is good.
Turnovers continue to be a problem for Northwest this afternoon. 7 so far. The Jennies yet to turn the ball over.
And a lot of single shot opportunities for Northwest as well. Skaggs hits both free throws. Her first 2 points of the game. 28-8, the lead for Central Missouri with 9:32 to play in the first half. In the left corner, Macy Williams brings it up to the wing for Stillman. Stillman starts a drive, gets it out to Hayward. Hayward, bounce pass over to the right side. Now back to Hayward. Drive down the lane, the ball off her leg and out of bounds underneath as it was tipped by one of the Central defenders. And they'll get it back. Mallory McAndrews checking back into the ball game. Kylie Coleman checking in for the first time this afternoon for Coach Buck Scheel. A 20-point lead for Central Missouri with 9:12 to play in the first half. Pass over to the right side. Morgan Fleming holds it above her head to Lee at the high post. Now back to Fleming. Right corner open. The three's on the way. It's off the right side of the rim. And the rebound to Mallory McAndrews for Northwest. Gets it out to Haggard. Haggard gets a screen from Tupuwata, works it over to the left side. Now to the top of the key, Stillman. Coleman on the left wing, into the corner for Haggard, to Stillman on the left wing. Now top of the key, Tupuwata, over to the right, Coleman. She's got it on the lane. 10 on the shot clock. Over to the left side for Haggard. She starts to drive, fakes a pass, shot blocked away by Kayana Lee. Her team leading 10th block of the season as she goes on the fast break. Bounce pass out to Megan Skaggs, into Fleming, now to Lee. Underneath, the layup good for Kayana Lee. Lee, who averages 6 points a game with eight in this first half already. And it's a 30-8 lead for Central with 8:14 to play in the first half. Haggard's three from the top of the key off the back of the rim. And another one-shot trip down the floor for the Bearcats. The rebound to Kelsey Williams. Now it goes inside the other way. Sydney Skaggs knocks down the turnaround jumper. That's four for Sydney Skaggs, and it's 32-8 Central Missouri.
When you talk about a one-shot trip down the floor, Northwest yet to get an offensive rebound.
Kick out left side. Mallory McAndrews takes the three. Got it. McAndrews with her second three-pointer of this ball game. 32-11 score. Central with the lead on the fast break again. A right wing three from Megan Skaggs is good. And Central making it look easy in this first half. 35-11 their lead over Northwest Missouri State. 7:36 to play in the first half. We'll be back to Warrensburg right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com.
We're back in Warrensburg. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team trailing 35-11 to the University of Central Missouri. 7:36 to play in this one, and it'll be a bit of a down week this upcoming week for both Northwest Missouri State basketball teams as they have finals this week at Northwest Missouri State. This game moved to Sunday because finals was last week and they've had graduation ceremonies over the weekend, which, you think about it, kind of stinks for Northwest because now these student athletes have the day before finals where they're having to play a basketball game instead of getting ready for the finals.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And for the women, they've got a couple non-conference games coming up next Saturday and Monday. And for the Bearcat men, their next game's a big one after this one, a rematch of that semifinal round to win for the Bearcats up in Sioux Falls a year ago at Lincoln Memorial.
And you'll hear all those games on the Bearcat Radio Network as Northwest has the ball after the timeout. Over to the right side, Haggard with it on the wing. Haggard calling for a screen from Tupuwata. Got it, took a dribble, tried to get it to Tupuwata on the pick and roll. Not enough room there, the ball taken away. Kelsey Williams with the steal to Lee. Tried to go to Redmond, but Kylie Coleman, hustling down defensively, knocks the ball out of bounds.
Coleman reminds me an awful lot of Bearcats on the men's side. Xavier Kurth, kind of a high-energy player, really gives the team a lift when she gets out onto the floor and just provides a little intensity that's needed right now.
Macy Williams back out there for Northwest as Haggard goes to the sideline. 7-11 to play in the first half. Inbound to Redmond on the left side for Central Missouri. 35-11 their lead over Northwest. Top of the key, Williams looks inside, gets it to Fleming. A dribble, a spin, shot on the left, no good, but Kylie Coleman will be called for a foul. That'll be her first, and it will send Fleming back to the free throw line for Central Missouri. We mentioned Fleming's older brother, Scott, a member of the Northwest Missouri State basketball team, and the thing I think I enjoyed most about him is nobody has ever shown, guarding a point guard, let the guy go by and knock the ball away from behind more than Scott Fleming did, and he did it incredibly.
And against a lot of very good guards out there that take care of the basketball very well. It was just a patented move he had, and nobody could really stop him.
Morgan Fleming hits both of her free throws. She has 11 points, and it's 37-11, Central Missouri's lead over Northwest. McAndrews in the right corner, dribbles into the lane, spins, kicks it out to Dentlinger. And tried to get a bounce pass inside, kicked by Kayana Lee, so an inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. 6:48 to play in the first half. Coleman takes the inbound on the right wing. Works it over to the left side for Williams. Williams to the top of the key, gets the screen from Tupuwata, gets it to her on a pick and roll, now taken away from behind and a held ball. Kiana Lee came to get a hold of it for Central Missouri, and they'll get the basketball back with a possession arrow and 6:36 to go in the first half. Paige Redmond across midcourt with the dribble. Picked up by Macy Williams over to the right side for Kelsey Williams. Now the ball knocked away by McAndrews. It'll go out of bounds into the Bearcat bench. Good job defensively by McAndrews, but just couldn't quite come up with possession. And Morgan Fleming will step out to inbound it for Central Missouri. Comes out to Redmond between the circles. She'll dribble it over to the right side. Get it on the wing to Kelsey Williams. Now to Lee, down on the baseline. Gets up to the high post, puts up a jumper. It's off the front of the rim, and the rebound for Kehlani Ma'aba. Excuse me, that's Melly Tupuwata for Northwest. And across midcourt comes Macy Williams. Over to Coleman on the right side. 6 minutes to play in the first half. 37-11, the lead for the Jennies. Shot by Coleman, short. Kiana Lee with the rebound. And Central pushes it up the floor. Fleming bumped as she takes the pass inside. This will go on Mele Tupuwata. That'll be her second, team's third. Mia Stillman will come into the lineup for Northwest as Tupuwata heads to the sideline. 5:49 to go in the first half. And now Jolene Chips back into the game for Central. Takes the place of Kayana Lee. Inbound coming from Fleming to Redmond. Shot off the front of the rim. Rebound to the free throw line. Chased down by Macy Williams for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats trailing by 26 with 5:40 to play in the first half. Williams picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Coleman on the right side. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Over to the right for McAndrews. Now back up top, Williams. Williams on the drive down the left side of the lane. Jump stop. Spins into a double team. Kick out for McAndrews. Fake left. Drives right. Leaves it out for Coleman in the corner. Now to McAndrews. 12-footer on the baseline is short, and the rebound for Kelsey Williams for Central Missouri. In transition again, Fleming in the lane. Kick out right side. Skaggs now top of the key. Redmond. Redmond over to Skaggs. Down to the baseline for Williams. Back to Skaggs. Now to Redmond. On to the left side, Fleming. Back to Redmond. Top of the key. On to the right side, Skaggs in the corner. Kelsey Williams three. In and out, no good. Long rebound chased down by Mia Stillman. Outlet goes to Macy Williams. Now to the left side, McAndrews open for three. That one in and out, no good. And Fleming with the rebound for Central Missouri. Redmond takes it on the left side, back to Fleming. Now to Redmond. Baseline shifts. Shifts into the lane with the dribble, tries to power up the shot that's blocked away by Dentlinger, who picks up the loose ball. Outlet to Macy Williams. Williams dribbles to the right wing, gets a screen from Dentlinger. Now to Stillman in the right corner. Back up top of the key for Macy Williams. Now pass to Coleman and a foul. Morgan Fleming will be called for this one. That'll be the first on Fleming. First team foul against the Jennies in the second quarter. Kehlani Ma'aba checks into the game, takes the place of Dentlinger for Northwest. Sydney Crockett into the game for Central Missouri, along with Gigi McAtee seeing her first action this afternoon. Inbound from Stillman to Williams between the circles. Over to the right side, McAndrews. Hands it for Coleman on the wing. Inside, trying to go to Ma'aba. Ball tipped away. McAtee to the floor after it. And then a foul as Macy Williams also went to the floor. And she'll be called for her first.
And here's a stat that doesn't bode well for Northwest. They now have as many turnovers as they have points in this game at 11.
37-11, the score. 4:04 to play in the first half. I guess 1-11 helps explain the other 11.
Yep.
Out between the circles, Redmond works it onto the left side. Hands it for Crockett. Crockett to McAtee. Now over to the left, Redmond. Baseline left, Crockett. Redmond. Now to the high post, shifts inside. Wide open, Kiana Lee. Turnaround jumper. Good for Lee. Lee, who averages 6 points a game with 10 in this first half. 39-11, the lead for Central Missouri. 3:33 to play in the first half. Now Williams with a shot on the right side after a drive. Hits the side of the backboard. Lee with the rebound. Transition again for the Jennies. To Redmond. Back to Lee, who goes up for a shot and is knocked to the floor. And Kayana Lee will go back to the free throw line. The foul is on Kylie Coleman. That is her second. As we pause here, 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. Kiana Lee made the first of her two free throw attempts. Jalen Haggard and Zoe Hayward both checked back into the ball game for Northwest. 3:22 to play in the first half. 40-11 the lead for Central Missouri. Second free throw is up. That one rattles out, and then on the rebound, Kehlani Maiava had a line on it and was fouled from behind by Sidney Crockett. That'll be the second on Crockett and on Central Missouri in the second quarter. 3:19 to play in the half as Jalen Haggard brings the ball to the floor for Northwest. Works it right side, Hayward. Now top of the key, Williams. On to the left for Haggard. Haggard steps back, works it over to the middle of the floor for Hayward. Lee just about got a steal. 10 on the shot clock as Hayward works toward the left wing. Now goes on a drive to the baseline. Tried to go through the lane, but a reach-in foul on the help side defense will be the first foul against Jolene Shipps. And an inbound coming for Northwest with 2:58 to play in the first half. Inbound comes to Stillman, and then Stillman's pass tipped by Lee and taken away by the Jenny. Top of the key, McAtee to Lee. Over to the right wing, Crockett. Skip pass to Redmond on the left wing. She'll skip it back over to the right for Crockett, who takes a three. That's off the back of the rim, and the rebound for Macy Williams, but Kiana Lee able to reach in and get a held ball call. Northwest will keep possession with the arrow, and 2:36 to play in the first half. Jalen Haggard across midcourt with the dribble for Northwest. 2.5 minutes to play in the half. Over to the right side, it goes to Williams. Looks in at Maava, gets it to her. Hook shot off the glass, no good, and the rebound for Central Missouri. McAtee pulls it down, leads the break, works it over to the right side for Redmond. Now Redmond on to the left for Lee. Back to Redmond. Over to the right side, McAtee. Into the corner, Crockett. Redmond up top, now to the free throw line. Lee open, 15-footer partially blocked by Maava, and then a held ball on the rebound. And Central Missouri will keep possession with 11 seconds on the shot clock and 2 minutes to play in the first half. The inbound will come baseline right from G.G. McAtee. Inbound comes all the way out to Redmond between the circles. Gets a screen from Lee. Down to the left side of the lane. Lost the handle on the dribble. Stillman picks it up and then gets it out to Macy Williams. Ahead to Hayward. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Hesitates. Now into the lane. Up with the shot. No good. But Zoe Hayward will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Drawing the foul underneath on Sidney Crockett. And that's three on Crockett. And Hayward to the free throw line, where she is 14 of 20 this season. She'll get two opportunities. And the first one is good. Maria Dentlinger back in for Northwest. Mia Stillman to the sideline. Morgan Fleming back in for Central Missouri. Sending Crockett to the sideline for Coach Dave Slifer. Second free throw for Hayward is off the back of the rim. And the rebound for Kayana Lee. 40-12. Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 1:40 to play in the first half. Fleming between the circles for Redmond. Now to shift right back to Redmond. Drive down the lane. Left side. Underhanded layup is good. And she draws a foul. So a three-point play opportunity coming up for Redmond. Fouls on Macy Williams. That's her second. So not on Williams, it was on Maiava. So both players with one foul. And the free throw is good for Paige Redmond. She's 3 of 3 at the line, 10 points for Redmond, 43-12, the lead for Central Missouri. Hayward on the right side, beyond the arc, not a Williams. Left wing, 3 on the way, rattled down for Macy Williams. First points of the game by Williams. That's a 43-15 game. Redmond with it on the right side for Central Missouri. They lead it. 1:10 to play in the first half. Ships into the right corner. Redmond. Now to Fleming. Now to Ships, who's fouled as she goes up with a shot in the lane. And this will send Jolene Ships to the free throw line to throw for two free throws. Kehlani Maiava called for her second foul. First free throw by Ships is good. Mia Stillman back in for Northwest Missouri State. Kendra Gladback, who started the game but hasn't seen a lot of action in this first half, back in the game for Coach Slifer. Second free throw coming from Ships. And it's good. So Ships sinks both of them. And Northwest Missouri State now trailing 45-15. I apologize for that. Macy Williams on the right side.
You should.
Hayward on the drive. Lost the handle on the ball. It goes out on the baseline, and Central Missouri will get it back. 55 seconds to play in the first half. Redmond across midcourt with the dribble for Central Missouri. Out to the right side for McAtee. Now on to the left it goes for Fleming. Into the corner. Ships takes a three. Too strong. Mia Stillman the rebound for Northwest. And Stillman is bumped. So she'll get an opportunity at the free throw line as Kendra Gladback has called for her first foul. Stillman to the free throw line where she is 6 of 8 this season. A 30-point lead for Central Missouri as the first free throw off the back of the rim for Stillman. 42.6 seconds to play in the first half. Second free throw also off the back of the rim. Dentlinger, though, there for the rebound. Outlet to Williams. Williams puts up another three right side. That one is short, and Stillman chasing after the rebound knocks Kendra Gladback to the floor. Or did they just say out of bounds?
I think it's out of bounds.
So Central will inbound. They thought there was a foul as well as they're walking to the other end to line up for free throws.
Yeah, I think there were 10 players that thought there was a foul. Now it looks like they're going to go ahead and get a foul called here.
And the official hasn't signaled a foul.
Now they're going to go back the other way. So.
Yeah, I think everybody in the gym felt like it was going to be a foul call.
Including two of the three officials.
Yeah. and all 10 players on the floor. But the Jennies will have the basketball. 36 seconds left in this first half. 45-15 the lead for Central Missouri. Fleming on the left wing to Redmond, top of the key. Now over to the left side. Gladback inside to Fleming. Fleming spins up with a shot in the lane. It's good for Morgan Fleming. 13 for Fleming. Haggard across midcourt, over to the right side, now to Stillman, top of the key. Stillman out to Haggard. Haggard with 10 on the clock, goes on the drive, up with the floater, no good, but Jalen Haggard will get a chance at the free throw line to shoot two as she draws the foul on that drive. Jolene Ships picks up her second foul. And Haggard to the line where she's 14 of 21 this season. Her first trip there this afternoon, the first one off the back of the rim.
Tough shooting night all the way around for North, actually afternoon all the way around for Northwest. Now 1 of 5 at the free throw line, 5 of 19 overall from the field, and just having a rough time there.
Second free throw good, 47-16 the lead for the Jennies over Northwest Missouri State, and then an offensive foul in the fast break as Macy Williams collides with Paige Redmond and forces the first foul against Redmond in this first half. And Northwest will have the basketball. 3.3 seconds to play in the half. Inbound to Haggard. Haggard will get to midcourt. Launch it up from there. It's off the backboard. No good. And at the end of the first half, it's 47-16. The Central women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Central Missouri, 47-16, Central's lead over the Northwest women. And, John, this is one of those where you look at the stats and there's a couple of them that really point to why we see the score where it is here at the half.
Turnovers, 13 in the first half of Northwest. They've only scored 16 points total. So when the turnovers are close to what the total output is offensively for your team, that doesn't help well. Central Missouri, on the other hand, has done a very good job taking care of the basketball. Just two turnovers out of the first half. And then Northwest shooting from the field, shooting just over 26%, 5 of 19. So there's been a number of opportunities for some second chance points, but Bearcats only one offensive rebound out of the first half.
So Northwest Missouri State trailing 47-16 to Central Missouri. The two men's teams will meet up a little bit later on this afternoon, and when we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, men's associate head coach, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
The women's matchup, 47-16, Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. A little bit later on, the men's teams will be meeting up here at the Multi, and joining us is Northwest Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, the other night against Missouri Western, and we had talked about it on the air, it seemed like for the last several years you just didn't have that rivalry feel with Missouri Western the last several years, but it seems like when they were playing, they're a team that's better, that feel's starting to come back a little bit.
Yeah. It definitely, both teams played hard, and it got a little chippy there, especially late. And, I mean, give them credit. You know, they came out and they played extremely hard, and we didn't feel like we played very good. We didn't feel like our energy was great. I think a lot of that was Xavier in foul trouble. You know, we kept him down the last 12 minutes of the first half, and you know, as everybody knows, he's kind of that the juice guy, as we call him on our team. And so having him out of the lineup, Chris, we thought played really well defensively, was into it, but there's something about Xavier being on the floor with that energy that it goes to the whole team when he's out there.
And that's not something you really can teach or coach, is it? That's
no,
just got to be in a guy.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're big in our program on the communication stuff, the talk and bringing energy every day. When we come out for 5 a.m. workouts in the preseason, they come out. They're probably not really excited when they're in the locker room before they come out, but they come out and almost kind of fake it. And we that's big for us, is coming out ready to go every single day, no matter what we're doing, bringing energy. But yeah, there's some guys that it's just, you know, I think of Bryson Williams was probably the ultimate energy guy for us, that really helped, you know, build our program up. And a lot of those guys, they just have, and it's things we look for in high school kids. How are they in the during warm-ups or on the bench, whatnot? And obviously Xavier has it.
It's one thing that it seems like we talk about it all the time in different parts of the game, whether it be energy, the way you play defense, the way you play offense, consistency. But that seems to be the hardest thing to get across the board. There's always something that seems to be a little bit off.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's what you strive for, to be great every day. And that's why you turn on games and watch around. You know, you see upsets, you see teams lose to teams they shouldn't be. And a lot of that is, you know, if it's a higher ranked team or whatever, the other team's more fired up to play that game. And so that's, I think that goes back to, like we talked about, that bringing energy every single day. I've had some talks with some other coaching friends that they think that the false rah-rah is, they don't really believe in it. But to me, I'm a huge believer in it, because I feel like for the most part we are pretty consistent with our energy when we come out. Now, having said that, against Missouri Western, we weren't at the level we wanted to be at, but hopefully a not-so-great energy level is still better than most for us.
This matchup today against Central Missouri, of course, Doug Carlskin in his fourth season. Bearcat fans may remember him as a graduate assistant back in your time. But this Central team picked to finish second in the MIAA. They're 7-1. They've had a little bit of time off. What can time off, or an extended period of time off, do to a team?
I can do a couple things. Hopefully it'll take them a while to get back in the flow, but the other thing is they've spent a couple weeks and they know who they're playing today. So I know they've probably put a lot of time in, more time than a typical game where you're playing on a Wednesday, Thursday, and you're turning around playing Saturday, where obviously you have, you know, coaches scouting ahead of time. But for the most part, you're not really locked in on a team until 2 days before the game as a full staff and team. So they've had a couple weeks to be focused on us, so I know they'll be ready to go today.
And what are we looking for out of them today?
Yeah, they shoot the ball well. Blake Spellman, a transfer, Division I transfer for him, shoots it really well. Spencer Reeves is their leading scorer, lefty. He's just really good. He's crafty. He creates his own shot. He'll come off a lot of screens. They have a stretch five. Their big man shoots it over 40% from three. So that'll, with our ball screen coverages, we'll have to do a good job of getting back to him, because you don't see a lot of stretch fives in our league that shoot it from that position, and that's a guy that Brett will be on, and so he'll have to, you know, in situations where we down their ball screens, he'll have to be ready to help and then recover out to shooters. And then we really got to guard dribble penetration. They're really good off the dribble, trying to get in gaps. They do a kind of guard-to-guard ball screen action where they just kind of pretty much almost run through, is it a screen, is it not a screen, create some confusion, and then they try to drive. So we've worked going over that stuff and not giving them angles, and then we've done a pretty good job defensively being in gaps, help side, and getting what we call rips, and hopefully we can get some of those today.
All right, Austin, get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They'll match up with the University of Central Missouri a little bit later on this afternoon. We're at the half of the women's game, 47-16. Central's lead over the Northwest women. When we come back, we'll look at first half stats. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. and from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Warrensburg, where the Northwest Missouri State women trail at the half, 47-16 for Northwest. 6 points out of Mallory McAndrews, leads the way in scoring. She was 2 of 3 from three-point range in the first half, had half of the three-pointers made by Northwest Missouri State. 4 points for Jalen Haggard. Also, a couple of points, or I should say 3 points for Macy Williams. She was 1 of 2 beyond the arc. 2 points for Tanya Meyer, and 1 point for Zoe Hayward. On the other side, leading the way for Central Missouri as they had 3 players in double-digit scoring in the first half. 13 for Morgan Fleming. She was 4 of 5 from the field and 5 of 5 at the free throw line. 11 points for Kayana Lee, 5 of 7 from the field. She also leads all rebounders with 7 in the first half. 10 points for Paige Redmond. She was also the other Jenny in double-digit scoring. Redmond leads the team with 3 assists as well. Central out-rebounded Northwest 19-13 in the first half. We mentioned the turnover situation. Northwest Missouri State with 13 turnovers, 2 for Central Missouri. Central has 12 points off of turnovers, Northwest with just 1. Central with 26 points in the paint and just 2 points in the paint for Northwest Missouri State so far today. But again, our halftime score, 47-16, Central Missouri with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Warrensburg, we're just about ready for the start of the second half. Northwest Missouri State and the University of Central Missouri. Again, Central holding a 47-16 lead at the half here over Northwest Missouri State. For Central, they're going back to their starting lineup to start this second half. That's going to include Paige Redmond along with Morgan Fleming, Kayana Lee, Kelsey Williams, who got her first start of the season today, and also Megan Skaggs for Northwest, Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkey, Maria Dentlinger, Mallory McAndrews, and Tanya Meyer. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They're going to work from right to left from our vantage point here at the Multipurpose Center in Warrensburg. Haggard takes the inbound in the backcourt, walks it across the timeline. Now brings it over to the left side of the floor on the wing, leaves it for McConkey, top of the key. Dentlinger, now McAndrews, left side, it goes to Haggard, a three on the way, it's short, will go out of bounds underneath and belong to Central Missouri. Just underway in the second half, first possession of the half for Central. Kayana Lee posting up, now gets it on a backdoor cut to Megan Skaggs, who misses the layup. And then on the rebound, a foul call against Kayana Lee. That's going to be the first on Lee. It's also the first foul of this second half. And Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball. Neither team scored on their first possession of this second half. Haggard to the right side with a dribble, leaves it out for McAndrews on the wing. Down to McConkey between the circles. Started a dribble right, leaves it out for Haggard. Haggard against Fleming. Crosses over, brings it on to the left side. McConkey on the wing, on the drive. Down to Dentlinger, bobbles the ball, picks it up in the corner. Five on the shot clock, out to Haggard. Haggard into the lane to Dentlinger. Dentlinger just gets the shot off, but it's no good. And actually, they did call a shot clock violation, so Central Missouri will have it with 9:02 to play in the third quarter. Paige Redmond brings it across the strike, sets the offense, gets it to Kayana Lee at the high post. Into the right corner it goes. Kelsey Williams drives, kick out left side. Morgan Fleming takes a three, got it. Fleming with her ninth three-pointer of the season. She leads all scorers this afternoon with 16, and it's a 50-16 lead for Central Missouri. McAndrews with it on the left wing for Northwest. Adam McConkey, top of the key. McConkey down the lane on the drive. Up and under move. Shot won't go, but she draws the foul on Kelsey Williams. That'll be the first on Williams. Second team foul against Central Missouri. And Mallory McConkey to the free throw line, where she is 7 of 14 this season. The official scorer double checking on the foul call. I believe that's what he's checking on. Or who the shooter should be. It's fairly obvious. Yeah,
I would think it seems like it's a simpler concept than what we're seeing over at the scorers table.
And so we're going to stick with what we had. Not quite like the last 20 seconds in St. Joe, but a taste of it anyway.
Yes.
First free throw for McConkey off the back of the rim.
I think that lasted about 20, 25 minutes.
Longest 20 seconds of our lives. Second free throw. Good. It is the first time I've seen a practice free throw during a game, though. 50-17, Central Missouri women with the lead in the basketball. 8:20 to play in the third quarter. Redmond with it at the top of the key. On to the left side for Kelsey Williams. Now back to Redmond. High post. Kayana Lee. Into the right corner for Fleming. Looks back inside. Gets it there for Williams. Now to Lee. Baseline right. It goes to Megan Skaggs, and Skaggs knocks down the shot. That's seven for Skaggs. 52-17, the lead for Central Missouri. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. Over to the right side. Now swings it over to the left. McConkie fakes on a three. Drives on Fleming. Layup on the right. No good. Skaggs a rebound. Outlet to Redmond. In transition again to Lee. Right side. Underhanded layup. Good for Kayana Lee. McAndrews tried to take a charge, but Lee went right around it, recognized it, and got the bucket. Now a nice pass underneath and a wide open look for Tanya Meyer, who's also hitting the head as she hits the shot. So she'll get a three-point play opportunity. Megan Skaggs called for her first.
You know, there's some opportunities in the first half for Northwest where Tanya worked her way open in the post, but Northwest unable to get the ball to her. Hopefully that could be the same case here this second half, and maybe Northwest can have a little more success finding Tanya inside.
Meyer hits the free throw, 54-20. Central with the lead in the ball. Skaggs takes it inside, working against Meyer. Now to Lee at the free throw line. Jumper too strong. And the rebound for Meyer underneath for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard. She'll bring it up the left side of the floor this time. Work it into the corner for McConkie. Now to Meyer. Meyer with a long three. That's off the front of the rim. And Redmond the rebound for the Jennies. Ahead to Skaggs, who beats everybody down the floor. He gets a wide open layup. That's nine for Skaggs. She averages eight a game. Three players scoring over their season averages so far in this game for Central Missouri. Now right corner three, Maria Dettlinger. That's off the front of the rim, but she chases down her own rebound on the wing. And then as Mallory McConkie receives the pass, a foul call on Megan Skaggs. That'll be the second on Skaggs. Already the fourth team foul against Central Missouri. And Mia Stillman checks in for Northwest. Inbound comes on the right side as Peyton Taylor checks in for her first action of the afternoon for Central Missouri. Pass inside to Meyer. Turnaround jumper blocked by Lee. And it's picked up underneath by Kelsey Williams. Central the other way to the right side. Redmond open for three. That one rattles out. And Meyer's there for the rebound for Northwest. 6:22 to play in the third quarter. 56-20, the Jennies lead over Northwest Missouri State. Haggard to the right side. Kick out. McAndrews thought about a three. Instead on the drive, out to Stillman. Stillman to the free throw line, and she'll travel with the basketball and turn it over to Central Missouri as she tried to set up for a shot. 36-point lead for the Jennies over Northwest Missouri State. 6:08 to play in the third quarter of this one. And Emily Jopes checking into the lineup for the Jennies. On the left side, takes the pass. Now to Redmond. Back over to the left side. Back to Redmond. Swings around right for Skaggs. Baseline Taylor back to Skaggs. Now to Redmond. High post Lee. Lee down to the baseline right. Skaggs takes a three. That's off the back of the rim. And Tanya Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Now ahead to McConkie, running the floor, bobbled the pass, picks up the loose ball, goes up with a shot outside the paint, no good. Lee with the rebound for Central Missouri. She'll lead the transition against McAndrews. Spins, kicks it out to Redmond. Now to Skaggs, over to Jopp's left side. Now to Redmond, into Lee at the free throw line. 15-footer rattles down for Kayana Lee.
Well, I'm really impressed with this Jennies team. Offensively, they are very fundamentally sound. Very few turnovers, move the ball around well. They move without the ball, and they just are very efficient.
5:08 to play in the third quarter. They lead 58-20 over Northwest Missouri State. Tanya Meyer on the right side misses the shot. The rebound to Lee and outlet to Redmond. A lot of very crisp passing from this Jennies team. Now out on the wing, Skaggs. Top of the key, Redmond, one dribble, into the right corner, Jopps takes a three, that one's off the right side of the rim, rebound to the free throw line, and Lee comes down with it. Redmond, inside to Taylor, Peyton Taylor with a couple of dribbles, a kick out to Skaggs in the corner, she'll drive, give it up for Redmond. On the right side, up with the shot, Mia Stillman reaches in, commits the foul. That'll be her second. Team's first, and it'll bring us to a timeout. 4:33 to play in the third quarter. 58-20 to lead for Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Line for two for Central Missouri. They lead Northwest Missouri State 58-20 with 4:33 to play in the third quarter. The first free throw good for Redmond.
You know, looking at Central as well, they may have had some teams in the past where they had more individual talent on their roster, but this is a group, really, there's not much drop-off from their starters to their bench players, and they play so well together.
Redmond missed the second, but Central able to come up with the offensive rebound. A three from Jops on the left side, no good. This time, Mallory McConkie out of there with it for Northwest Missouri State. Macy Williams, top of the key, goes on the drive, kicks it out to McConkie to the free throw line. 16-footer on the way, in and out, no good. The rebound for Kayana Lee for Central Missouri. Lee across midcourt with the dribble. Now to Redmond, top of the key. Inside Taylor. Kick out Jobs, now to Redmond. Over to the right side, Peyton Taylor looks down low, gets it there to Jolene Chips. Chips with a bounce pass underneath, gets it to Taylor, who got into some trouble, loses a handle of the basketball, and Mele Tubuada comes up with the steal for Northwest. Ahead it goes to McConkie on the left wing. Skip over to McAndrews, open for three, it's on the way and short. Now the rebound underneath, being fought for by four different players, including Tubuada and Maava for Northwest. And a held ball call coming up as Ships and Taylor were in there for Central Missouri. And now Maria Dentlinger replaces Tupuato in the Northwest lineup. And Kylie Coleman will come onto the floor for McAndrews for the Bearcats. Central will have the basketball, 59-20 the lead for the Jennies. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Central Missouri with the lead in the basketball. Kiana Lee down the lane. Kick out to the right side. Now to Redmond up top. Ships at the free throw line. Looks in at Lee. Not there. Out to the right. Jops will take another three-point attempt. That's off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Kehlani Maava, who fought off Jolene Ships for that board. Now to Macy Williams. Top of the key. Right side. Coleman back to Williams. Williams dribbles with it on the right wing. To Maava. Top of the key. Three on the way. It's off the left side of the rim. It'll go out of bounds and belong to Central Missouri. They'll bring in three new players and a timeout as well. 2:55 to play in the third quarter, 59-20 the lead for Central Missouri over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to the multi-purpose building right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
On the right side, G.G. McAtee, one of the three that checked in during the break. Sidney Crockett, another, takes the pass on the left. Now to McAtee on the right side. A three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. And then on the rebound, Crockett comes down with a basketball and then is knocked to the floor. So Northwest Missouri State foul coming up. Kehlani Maiava picks up her third. That'll be the second team foul as Tanya Meyer and Zoe Hayward into the ball game for Northwest. Maiava and McConkey to the sideline for the Cats. 2:28 to play in the third quarter, 59-20. The Jennies with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Inbound to the baseline right, Kelsey Williams brings it out to the wing. Lobs it into Ships. Pushed off the block by Dentlinger. Now out to the right wing, Crockett. Top of the key, McAtee. Over to the left for Williams. Drive down to the baseline on Macy Williams. Now into the paint, Dentlinger knocks it loose. Ships picks it up. Top of the key it goes for Crockett. Now over to the left side. Ships on the baseline. 8 on the shot clock. Out to Williams between the circles. Calls for a screen. Now goes on the drive. Kick out to Ships. Ball through her hands. Out of bounds. And a shot clock violation. Take your pick. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back. 59-20 the lead for Central Missouri. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Macy Williams working against Kelsey Williams on both ends of the floor. Now over to the right side, Hayward. Hayward with a couple of dribbles, hands it back to Macy Williams. Macy looks in at a cutting. Meyer gets it to her, shot too hard off the glass. And a rebound for Ships for Central Missouri. Outlet to Kelsey Williams. Now over to the left side, McAtee. End of the quarter, Crockett back to McAtee. Top of the key, it goes for Skaggs. That's Sidney. On to the right, Williams. Out of Sidney Skaggs and inside to Ships, who is fouled from behind by Maria Dentlinger. That'll be the first on Dentlinger. Third team foul against Northwest in this third quarter. 59-20 the lead for Central Missouri. 1:25 to play in the third. Inbound from McAtee. Out to the left wing for Crockett. Now Crockett over to the right side, Williams. Back top of the key, Skaggs, inside, Ships, turnaround shot off the glass, won't go. And there for the rebound is Tanya Meyer. She gets the outlet to Macy Williams. Down to the left corner, Hayward. Hayward takes the three, no good. Rebound for Meyer, knocked away from her, but a foul call coming against Sidney Crockett. Crockett called for her fourth. That's five against Central in the third quarter, so Tanya Meyer to the free throw line to shoot two. The first of the two is good. 6 points for Meyer this afternoon, averages 15 a game, came in averaging a double-double, 15 points, 10 rebounds, and the second free throw is also good. 59-22, Central with the lead in the basketball, under a minute to play in the third quarter. And now on the drive on the right side, Kelsey Williams draws the foul. It's going to be against Macy Williams. The second on Williams, fourth team foul. So an inbound for Central on the baseline right with 56 seconds to play in this third quarter. Inbound to the right side, taken by Sidney Skaggs. Now to Crockett, top of the key, Williams. Fires it inside. Skaggs up with the underhanded layup. It's good, and she draws a foul. So a three-point play opportunity coming up for Skaggs, and Maria Dentlinger picks up her second.
Well, nice up and under move by Skaggs to get her to the free throw line.
She's 2 of 4 at the free throw line this season. averages 2 points a game and hits the free throw, now has 7 points, this afternoon. So it's a 62-22 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with the basketball. Hayward with the underhanded layup that's blocked away by Schiff. Central back the other way, over to the left side. Crockett now brings it out top for Skaggs. Gives it to Williams. Over to Schiff. Top Crockett. Swings around left side to Williams. She's got it on the wing. Now up top for Crockett. Over to the right side, Schiff. Inside to Skaggs, cutting through. Nice bounce pass on a backdoor cut, but a hold on that backdoor cut against Macy Williams. That'll be the third against Williams. And it results in two free throw opportunities for Kelsey Williams. She's perfect at the line this season, 6 of 6. And her first free throw off the back of the rim. 12.3 seconds to play in the third quarter. 62-22 the lead for Central Missouri. And the second one is good. She hit one of the two, her first point of the ball game. 63-22. Central with the lead. Northwest with it. Coleman on the drive. Shot off the glass. Good for Kylie Coleman. Central with a three-quarter court shot from Kelsey Williams. It falls well short. So at the end of three, 63-24, the lead for the Jennies over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Quarter, Northwest Missouri State will have the basketball, 63-24, Central with the lead.
One thing Northwest improved on in the third quarter over the first half, that turnovers took care of the basketball much better, just two turnovers out of that third quarter.
Kylie Coleman, a right wing three off the front of the rim, and the rebound for Morgan Fleming underneath for Central Missouri. Over to the right side, it goes for Redmond. Now back to Fleming. Onto the wing, Gladback. Inside, Fleming posting up against McConkie. Misses the shot, rebound for Lee. Lee kicks it out to Gladback, now to Redmond. Fleming on the left side. Drives on the baseline, reverse layup, no good. McConkie with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes ahead to Haggard. Haggard at the top of the key with it. And inside to Coleman, cutting through. Now on the baseline. Tried to get it out to McConkie. It's tipped out of bounds by Fleming. Right to Team Dr. Doc Carr, sitting on the end of the bench for the Bearcats, as he's done for decades.
Go ahead, the quick hands over there.
Absolutely. Haggard with it out top of the key. Works it over to Coleman on the left side. Coleman now gives it up top for McConkie. Over to the right. Meyer up with the 16-footer, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. That's 9 for Meyer. 63-26, Central Missouri with the lead in the basketball. 8:56 to play. Now Redmond, top of the key with it. Over to the right side for Fleming. Free throw line for Kayana Lee. In the corner, Fleming. Up to Redmond. Out swings around to the left corner. A three on the way from Megan Skaggs. And it's good. And they're just going to call it a two. So Skaggs with 11 points, and it's a 65-26 lead for Central. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Meyer gives it to McConkey. Over to the left side, Dettlinger. On the drive on the baseline, into a double team. Out to McConkey. Three-pointer on the way, off the left side of the rim. Long rebound to the top of the key, Megan Skaggs. Slows it up at midcourt. Now we'll work it for Lee. Into the left corner. Gladback takes a three off the front of the rim. And she's beaten to the ball by Maria Dettlinger for Northwest. So the Bearcats with it down 65-26. To the free throw line. Haggard works it over to the left side for McConkey. McConkey now to Coleman. Over to Haggard. Right side. Open. Three on the way. Good for Jalen Haggard. Second three of the game for Haggard. She has 7 points. 65-29. The lead for Central Missouri. Redmond with it for the Jennings with 7:42 to play. Tried to get a pass down on the baseline. McConkey read that pass as Megan Skaggs was running across. McConkey got a piece of it, then it went off the hands of Skaggs and out of bounds. So McConkey forces the turnover, and Jolene Shipps checks back in for Central Missouri. Haggard will bring it across midcourt for Northwest. As she does, works it left side for Coleman on the wing. Nice crossover by Coleman. Kick out goes to Tupawada on the drive. The runner blocked away by Shipps. Loose ball picked up by Fleming for Central Missouri. Headed goes to Gladback, left side. Skip to the right corner, Redmond. Touch pass up top goes to Skaggs. Now into the corner, Fleming. Tried to go inside to Shipps. Knocked away by Meyer, and the loose ball picked up by Tupawada. Gets it out for Haggard. Into the corner, Tupawada. Now to Meyer, cutting through the lane, and it goes right through Meyer's hands and out of bounds, and it will belong to Central Missouri. 65-29, Central's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 6:56 to play in this one. Over to the right side in the corner, Fleming puts up a three, and it's good for Morgan Fleming. Second three of the game for Fleming. She has 19 points. And Northwest Missouri State with the ball down 68-29. Haggard with it. Left side. Three. On the way. Off the back of the rim. No good. And the long rebound to Paige Redmond for Central. Redmond will try to take it all the way the other way. Can't get it to go. Tupawada pulls down the rebound. Gets it to Tanya Meyer. And Meyer will bring it up the floor for Northwest. Into the lane, McConkey up with the shot, no good. Jolene Shipps the rebound for Central Missouri. 6:05 to go, 68-29 the lead for Central. In the right corner, Kelsey Williams up to Redmond. Round to Fleming on the left side, back to Redmond, top of the key. Now tried to get it down low to Megan Skaggs, who took her eye off the ball, so it goes through her hands and out of bounds. Mia Stillman and Mallory McAndrews check in for Northwest. McConkey and Meyer to the sideline. And Megan Skaggs checks back in for Central. And Northwest brings it up the floor. Out to the right side, McAndrews. Now to Stillman, top of the key. On to the right, Haggard takes a three. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Redmond for Central Missouri. 68-29, their lead over Northwest. 5:35 to play. Top of the key, Gladback looks down low. Gets it to Shipps. Shipps with a couple of dribbles. An up and under move. Got away with the travel. Missed the shot. And Tupawada with the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Haggard across midcourt with it for the Cats. Brings it to the top of the key. Now onto the right side. Stillman. Stillman over to the left for Haggard. Haggard with one dribble to Coleman on the right side. She'll launch a quick three, and that's good for Kylie Coleman. Just her second three of the season. She has 5 points this afternoon, 68-32. Central with the lead in the basketball. Redmond on the left side. Now to the free throw line. A touch pass by Sydney Skaggs to Shipps, and Shipps to Redmond. And Redmond hits the layup on the left. 70-32, Central's lead. Coleman open again on the right side. Takes another three. This one's no good. Shipps with the rebound for Central. With 4:35 to go, they'll push it up the floor once again. Inside to Skaggs, now to Shipps, cutting to the basket. Her shot no good. Mia Stillman with a rebound for Northwest. Haggard to the right side for Stillman. Puts up a three. That's too strong. Rebound inside to Bawada. She goes up with the follow. Too hard off the glass. And this time, Megan Skaggs comes out of there with it for Central Missouri. Now down the floor. Sydney Skaggs beats everybody down the floor. Takes a wide open pass. Scores the layup. 9 points for Skaggs. 72-32, the lead for Central. Right side, McAndrews, top of the key for Coleman. Coleman steps back, takes a three, in and out, no good. Ships with the rebound for Central Missouri. Now to Redmond. Through the lane she goes. Shot blocked away by Coleman. Redmond saves it inbounds, though, over to Megan Skaggs. Now into the right corner for Kelsey Williams. Up to Sydney Skaggs on the wing. To Megan Skaggs, left side. Skip across to the right side. Williams gets it over to Redmond. Left side three on the way. No good. And then on the rebound, a Central foul with 3:24 to go. And this one will go against Sydney Skaggs. That'll be her first, and it brings us to a timeout. 72-32, the lead for Central over the Northwest women. 3:24 to play. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Out of the timeout, Kylie Coleman on the right wing with it. Bearcats down 72-32. The 10th-ranked Jennies. Coleman, top of the key, over to the right. McAndrews takes a three. That one's off the front of the rim in the backboard. And the rebound comes to Peyton Taylor for Central. Taylor gets it over to the left side. Emily Jopp works it around to the right side. Abby Gann with it, seeing her first action of the day. On to the left side for Jopp. Now into Skaggs, cutting to the basket. Taylor takes the pass but misses the shot. And the rebound to Northwest. Macy Williams with it on the right side to Coleman at the top of the key. Now on to the right, McAndrews. McAndrews to Williams. Williams back out to McAndrews. A long three, top of the key, off to the left. And the rebound for Taylor for Central Missouri. Into the left corner, Gann. Swings around top for Gigi McAtee. Over to the right side, a three-pointer off the back of the rim. High off the backboard and in by Emily Jopp. That's her first points of the game. And it's a 75-32 lead for Central Missouri. Williams over to Coleman on the right side. Into the corner for Dentlinger. She takes the three and knocks it down from the right corner. First three of the season for Maria Dentlinger. First points of the game. 75-35, the lead for the Jennies. 1:50 to go. Round to the right side on the wing is Jopp. Now to Gann. Over to the left for McAtee. Into the corner, Taylor. She'll drive with it. Kick it into the right corner. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim for Jopps. Rebound picked up by Jopps. Now she'll get it to Skaggs. Into the corner, Gann into Skaggs. Skaggs shot off the glass. No good. And Kehlani Maiaba with the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. To Macy Williams. Out to McAndrews. Left wing. Gets a screen from Maiaba. drives over to the right side. Dentlinger takes the long two. Rebound by Ava, and the follow is good. She was the only one down there, and she takes advantage of it. Gets her first 2 points of the game, 75-37 Central's lead. And we've got a minute to play here at the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg. Gann on the left side to the top of the key for Taylor. Over to the right, McAtee. Now on to the wing, Jobs. Back to McAtee. Tries to go inside, does to Taylor. Taylor gets by Mayaba and lays it in. Peyton Taylor with her first points of the game. 77-37 Central's lead. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Macy Williams over to the left side. McAndrews takes the three. Nothing but net for Mallory McAndrews. Her third three of the game. All of her points coming from beyond the arc. And it's a 77-40 lead for Central. Gann with it on the left side. Into the corner. Jobs skips it across right side. McAtee goes high. Pulls it down. Down to Skaggs. Back to McAtee. Now around again on the left. Between the circles for Jobs. To Skaggs on the baseline. Inside to Taylor. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound inside for Dentlinger. 6 seconds to play in this one. Across midcourt. Williams has it knocked away from behind. With 2.4 seconds to go. So Northwest will inbound here. And the Jennies will win their MIAA opener. While Northwest will fall to 0-4. In conference play. Over to Kylie Coleman on the right side. Up with a shot. It's short. And that'll do it. Your final score, 77-40. Central with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with more from the multi-purpose building in Warrensburg in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
We're back in Warrensburg. Northwest Missouri State women with a loss, 77-40 to the University of Central Missouri here this afternoon. For the Northwest women, that drops their record to 1-9 on the season overall. They are 0-4 in the MIAA for 10th-ranked Central Missouri. They moved to 6-1 on the season. They are 1-0 in conference play as they just they've been off for a while, just had finals last week, but the Central women coming out ready to play here this afternoon. Again, our final score is 77-40. We're back with more on the post-game show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Warrensburg after a 77-40 win for the Central Missouri women over Northwest Missouri State. Oh, I have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, this was a game where we saw some improvements in the second half for the Northwest Missouri State women, but they just dug themselves too big of a hole in that first half.
Much like the game against Missouri Western on Wednesday night, down at halftime in that matchup, 47-16. And then the second half, much better, especially fourth quarter, got some things going offensively, able to hit a couple of threes and outscored Central in that fourth quarter, 16-14. Turnovers and lack of offensive rebounds in the first half really proved to be the difference in this game.
77-40 the final, Central with the win. We're back with more right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
After a win by Central Missouri over Northwest Missouri State, it is time for our Extra Effort Award. And John, this afternoon, looking at a player who came off the bench to try to provide a spark for Northwest.
And she did. Kylie Coleman came off the bench, ended up with 5 points. She also pulled down a rebound, had a couple of assists and a block as well. And just from the energy level, she just really brought the energy level up for Northwest every time she came out onto the floor, and really helped spark Northwest that way. And put some decent numbers on her as well. So, again, pretty good game for Kylie Coleman.
Leading scorers for Northwest today, Tanya Meyer, Mallory McAndrews with 9 apiece. McAndrews and Dentling are leading the team with 6 rebounds apiece. On the other side for Central Missouri, Four players in double-digit scoring. Morgan Fleming leading the way as she was 6 of 9 from the field, 5 of 5 at the free throw line, a couple of three-pointers, and finished with 19 points in the ballgame for Central Missouri. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup this afternoon. We'll do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.